Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday the 13th of September, and as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. If you need to, you can pause the PowerPoint slide here, read the disclaimer in full, and if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to our website and you can read the disclaimer there. All right, well, we had a bit of a sloppy finish to the week for the Dow. We did see some producer pricing in the US hitting a high it hasn't seen since 2010, which raises the specter of inflation. And of course, we do have an important Federal Reserve meeting at the end of this month, and we should get more on the dot plots there. And we have seen fund managers come back from their summer holidays in the Hamptons a little bit grumpy, as we have suggested previously. We saw the Dow falling 272 points or to 34,608, down 0.78%. 0.78%, 34,608. And the Nasdaq falling not dissimilar, 0.87%, 133 points to 15,115. And we saw the S&P 500 pretty much in line, unusually, down 35 points to 44.59, down 0.77%. That VIX index picking back up to nearly 21, 11.44% to the good. 16 does seem to be the bottom. It tends to get to about 22, 23, and then falls over again. So bear that in mind in terms of the volatility. SPY futures showing a loss kicking off the week, down 28 points or 0.38% to 73.68. Commodities, though, had a relatively good night on Friday night. We had Brent crude up just over 2%, $1.47 to $72.92 US dollars a barrel. We had WTI up $1.58 to $69.72, up 2.32%. But we saw the gold price slip slightly, $7.90 or around 0.44% to $17.92. Spot 10, and the iron ore price off 1.34%, $1.75 to $128.75. So it has broken through that 130 level. The Aussie dollar under a little bit of pressure on the back of that, 73.56. But here you can see the Dow S&P 500 overnight. You can see finishing very much on its lows, setting the scene and drifting off into the weekend. Certainly some concerns now about the Delta variant, the opening of the US economy, and also the producer price index coming in at that 10-year high, which sounds a lot, but it has only been going for around 10 or 11 years. So since November 2010, highest level since then. As far as major stories go, we had there was the worst week last week in nearly 3 months for the US market, and concerns about tapering and inflation. And we have seen also Wall Street firms stepping up market warnings, citing elevated sentiment and valuations. I told you they'd come back from holiday grumpy. Margin headwinds from inflation and supply chain disruptions. Certainly seeing that, the price of shipping containers going through the roof. The S&P 500 has gone 34 days without a 1% gain. And more than half of the index has suffered peak to trough declines of at least 10% since May. And last week, we saw nearly $40 billion US worth of stock offerings, with September off to the busiest start since 2012. And companies increasingly flagging headwinds from the spread of Delta variant, challenging expectations for a quick economic recovery. It does seem that the COVID-19 Delta variant is still causing issues. Despite high levels of vaccination, it does seem to be a very higgledy-piggledy recovery. So maybe some lessons there for investors in Australia. As far as what's on in our market today, we've got no local economic news. We do have the Japanese PPI out today. In the US, we had BHP up 0.7% and Rio up 1.6%. And US stocks in the US, we had Tesla down 2.5%. Apple had a 3.3% ruling down day after a ruling in the courts relating to its App Store and the way some of the app developers have to charge the people that buy their products, and trying to skirt around that. Alphabet down 2.1% and Amazon down 0.4%. there. Square also falling 1.5% last Friday as well. So expect to see some weakness today in that price of Afterpay. So Apple certainly bearing the brunt in the tech stocks following that unfavorable court ruling. And Friday was the first time since February that the S&P 500 has declined for 5 days in a row. Something to think about. In the 12 months through August, the US PPI accelerated to 8.3%. That was the biggest year-on-year advance since November 2010. So that is what's spooking the market in terms of inflation expectations, that PPI number, 8.3%. We've also recently seen the Chinese PPI number above 9. So that certainly is causing some consternation in markets. Today in European US time zones, OPEC will likely revise down its 2022 oil demand growth forecasts. And big news this morning in corporate Australia land, IFM has upped their bid to $8.75 for Sydney Airport and gets due diligence access for the privilege. So IFM now in the box seat, getting some due diligence access. Sydney Airport was hoping to get some sort of bid over $9. But I guess with the COVID variant at the moment in New South Wales, that's certainly taken some of the optimism out of the bidding war. Private equity looking at selling back to the market its Green Cross investment after 2.5 years of investment. You will remember that Green Cross is a veterinary business, a roll-up business of vets and pet stores. And private equity took that troubled business over and is now looking, having put a gloss of paint on it and tripling over the last couple of years due to the pandemic and people spending money on their pets. They are looking to sell that back to the market through maybe an IPO. And the ACCC will probe shipping cost rises, certainly a factor around the world at the moment with a high cost of container movements. And Hong Kong-based CKI has bowed out of its investment in the Pluto train number 2. And Orica is looking to offload its commercial explosives and blasting business, Minova. Private equity has been looking for this as an acquisition. Question of the day today, which trading platform do you use? And is it any good? How would you rate the trading platform that you currently use? Do you use a cut price one or do you use a full service one? How do you rate that platform? Be interesting for those people just starting out to get an idea of what's good and what's available out there. That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. Love to have your thoughts, ideas and insights as usual. And thanks very much for everyone who tuned in on Friday night for Ask the Analyst. It was a bit of a mammoth session, about an hour and a half, but we did cover a lot of ground, a lot of stocks, and it was a lot of fun. So if you haven't caught that session, head on over to the link that will be in today's newsletter and you can catch up on the recording. So it does seem to be quite popular, that session. That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening and have a great day.